USA Radio News.
Brittany Griner's legal team submitted a letter to a Russian court that showed she had been given medical clearance to use cannabis for chronic pain. Tests were also submitted showing that Griner met all anti-doping requirements. With that evidence submitted, it wraps up 2 days of critical hearings that focus on the detained American basketball player's character and athletic career. The WNBA star pleaded guilty last week to drug offenses after Russian customs officials found vape cartridges with cannabis oil in her luggage at a Moscow airport in February. Griner, who was in Russia playing basketball during her off-season break from the Phoenix Mercury, has been in custody ever since. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Russia's defense minister has called for the country's military to, quote, further intensify attacks on Ukraine, claiming it is trying to stop Ukraine from bombing civilian areas in Russian-backed territories. The move follows Vladimir Putin's hinting that Russia might soon ramp up war efforts. A judge has dismissed convictions in a horrific crime.
Three men were cleared Friday of one of the most horrific crimes in New York history. It happened in November 1995. Harry Kaufman was selling subway tokens during an overnight overtime shift when he was sprayed with gasoline and set on fire in the toll booth. He died 2 weeks later. A judge dismissed the convictions of Vincent Ellerby, James Irons, and Thomas Malik. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Several dog treats of Stormberg Foods have been recalled due to a potential contamination of salmonella. This is all according to a notice posted by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Beg and Bark Chicken Breast Strip Dog Treats, Billow's Best Friend Chicken Breast Strips Dog Treats, and Green Coast Pest Chicken Crisps Dog Treats are included in the recall. Salmonella can affect pets eating the products, and there is a risk to humans from handling contaminated pet products, especially if they have not thoroughly washed their hands after touching the product or an exposed surface, according to the notice. To date, no illnesses have been reported. However, the company, along with the NCDA and CS, are still investigating what caused the problem. More things are happening at the border.
Fresh off a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border, a group of Republican senators says they're shocked at what they saw. Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson saying he can't believe how many kids are being trafficked.
How do you think the young women pay off their $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 human trafficking fee? I think we all know.
The senator blaming the Biden administration for the problems. The Border Patrol Union urged the group to push for an end to the so-called catch-and-release policy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.